Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
COVID cases in Europe, especially Britain, rising exponentially right now. Tom Rivers is following this story, joining us live from London. Tom, is this a second wave or not?
Yeah, it's really the first wave that never really went away. And they're looking here in the UK at France and Spain. They're about 4 to 6 weeks ahead. And the cases there are really taking over. The headlines, about 10,000 people every day coming back with positive tests. It's about 4,000 a day here in the UK, but they say they got to do some changes. Otherwise, guess what? They're going to be in the same boat. And that means if nothing is done, the projections are you could have 50,000 positive cases each and every day here in the UK by mid-October, and that would work out to about 200 people dying each and every day. They don't want to be there. So they've got some measures being fleshed out today, sent out to the public. Things like closing pubs early at 10, closing restaurants, social distancing, a prerequisite. After telling people to go back to work, they're saying now stay at home, work from home if you possibly can, and fines as well. If people are supposed to self-isolate and they don't, they could face some hefty fines here. So, yeah, some pretty strong measures, just short, if you will, of a national shutdown.
Is there any one thing that these increasing numbers are being pinned on?
I think it's quite simple. In fact, the scientists were saying, look, it's always been an example of economics versus health. And at some stage, they had to try to keep the economy going. Pubs that have been closed for 4 or 5 months, they opened them up in July and get some business in. But guess what? You knew that the numbers would start heading up again, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now.
All right, Tom, we appreciate the update. Tom Rivers this morning joining us from London.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.